This is a story that I get asked about a lot in real life and on the internet, so I thought I would put it here so anyone who's interested can listen to it over and over again if they want. Gosh, where to start? I guess I should start with, I had been seeing this guy for 3 years, and I'd only ever sucked his cock, and he was fine with that. I told him I wanted to wait, and he was cool. And then I should start with, there's kind of like a stigma growing up as a woman, and like vaginal sex being this thing that like changes you. Like, you have to keep your vaginal virginity because it's your treasure, it's your flower, it's your precious little thing that you have to like hold on to for as long as possible. So I think that kind of got in my head. So even though I like had sucked cock and then did anal with this guy, I guess I thought that I was still keeping some precious thing because that's what people said. So I think if you're wondering why would you suck cock and then do anal before you do vaginal, that's my reason. I literally thought it was going to be some life-altering thing when there was a cock in my pussy. I thought that that was going to change everything and ruin my life. That's what everybody said. But anal. Nobody ever talked about anal with me. Not at all. But you know, I had read my Cosmo articles, and I had listened to a lot of Loveline, and I felt ready, and I trusted this guy. We'd been together, you know, we were high school sweethearts, so, and like I said, he was very cool about the fact that we hadn't had sex, you know, other than a few times that I'd sucked his cock in 3 years. So anyways, we went to different colleges, and I had to get on a plane to visit him, and it was actually a pretty awful visit. The sex was good, but as soon as I got there, we both got this horrible flu. So we were just kind of on the couch, you know, not feeling good, doing nothing. And I don't know, something came over me and I thought, you know what? I'm gonna get up, put a little makeup on, I'm gonna put on this tight little zebra striped dress that I know he likes that I brought as a surprise, and these super high heels, and I'm just gonna, I don't know, and maybe if I look good, then I'll start to feel better. But about halfway through trying to look good, I thought, you know what? I want to do something special this visit, but no, I've already sucked his cock, so what is special now? And I already loved, like, anal play by myself, so, and he knew that, so it wouldn't be a huge stretch. So I kind of, you know, got all dolled up and took his hand and surprised him, and, you know, he was kind of like, what are we doing? Why are you wearing that? Why are you wearing my favorite dress? Why are you wearing heels? We're not going anywhere. Like, we're too sick. But I was like, you know what? We're feeling a little better. It's been a few days. Like, are you up for... And he was like, yeah. I mean, you know, I was about to turn 19, and he was already 19. You know, we had that, that crazy, crazy libido of young love. So yeah, I let him into the bedroom, and he's thinking, this is it, like, we're doing it, we're finally doing it. And I bend over, and I lift up my dress, and put my hands on the bed, you know. Classic. gets his cock out and I can feel him like brush my pussy with his cock, and I just look over my shoulder at him and just go like, mm-mm, not there. And he's like confused, and I thought that was so cute and so sexy. There's something that's so much fun about a sexual encounter when I know something that they don't. So I spread my ass a little bit and, you know, widened my stance a little bit. And I said I want it in my ass. I think he was pretty shocked. He looked very shocked. And he's like, are you sure? He was being very, very nice, and I appreciate that. But I was like, yes, like, I've been thinking about this, and yeah, let's do it. Like, I want it. And he's like, are you sure? And I'm like, yes. This is our decision, but if it comes down to me, then yeah, I want it in my ass. Like, really, really badly. You know I love it in my ass. You know I love putting my fingers in my ass, putting toys in my ass, putting certain random household objects in my ass. How different could it be? You know? And it took a little bit, and it was bigger than anything else I'd put in my ass. But, I don't know, it was like one hand was like spreading my ass open, and I could feel that pressure. And for a second I thought I couldn't do it. I thought I was gonna have to tell him to stop. Not because it hurt, just because I didn't think I could do it. And then, like, for the first time ever, he spit on his cock and pushed it in, and I have never, like, I had never felt that before. I don't know, just something so fucking hot about, I don't know, 1 minute. He's like, are you sure? You know, and being all sweet. He's being so gentle. He's trying to push it in without trying too hard, you know? And then I felt like he got, not frustrated, but just like, you know, I'm just gonna spit on it. I'm just gonna spit on her asshole. I just thought that was so fucking hot. So he spits on his cock, just rubs it all over my ass, spits on my asshole, and just feeling it. I just love anything touching my ass, but I've never had that sensation before, and I'm just obsessed. To this day, I'm obsessed. So, little bit by little bit, we get it all the way inside, and, you know, I've been practicing a lot, something that I've always been just really into, so it's not so bad. You know, it feels pretty normal, big, but it's this normal kind of pleasure and pressure that makes me so wet. I just love having something in my ass so much. It's hard to describe how much I love it. But at this point, my pussy is dripping. And I'm playing with myself, and everything is perfect. But then he starts, like, fucking me, like moving in and out of me. And the sensation of knowing that I'm not the one controlling it, you know. I can tell him to stop or tell him to slow down, but there's like two people involved in the process of fucking my ass for the first time. It's always just been me, you know, controlling everything, so it was a little nerve-wracking, but really exciting. And just so fucking hot. And there were a couple times where I wanted to switch positions. And at one point, when it felt the best, oh my god. It felt so good. When I flipped over on my back and just spread my ass. And had him just fuck me missionary. Just looking up at him and spreading myself open for him, and oh, and I could feel my pussy just leaking. It was like, it was just so perfect. Like, my pussy was leaking the perfect amount of lube down into my ass. And it was just like helping him fuck me. Like, my pussy was helping him fuck my ass. Fuck. It was just so hot. And he came. Oh my god, when he came, he just pushed really slowly back in, like all the way in, and did these like little tiny humps. And it felt, I don't even know how to describe it, it felt like I discovered my purpose. I told you I love anal. Maybe I love anal a little bit too much. But he pulled out, and it was such a big load. And I just remember thinking, like, I'm so happy. I'm so happy I emptied him so good. I felt like a very good girl. Something very special about knowing that I did, like, I don't know, this very naughty sort of super wild thing. That was very kinky to me at the time, to a lot of people. And yeah, ever since, people have always been really interested in that story and tell me that I'm a little bit crazy. But at the time, it was just perfectly logical to me to give him a tighter hole. To give him my tightest hole. My more sensitive hole. Because the other one, the quote-unquote normal one, was so, so precious, you know, and stigmatized and everything. So, yeah, it made sense to me. And, yeah, that's basically the story. If you want to guess how long this whole thing lasted, I mean, we were young and horny and... No, it didn't last very long, but that's okay. Always makes me feel sexy when he doesn't last that long. I probably shouldn't have gotten dressed up for it. Probably wasn't worth the trouble. I didn't get to be cute for that long. Just ended up looking like a stretched out, cum covered party girl afterwards. So, yeah, I think that's still my favorite way to be. I still love anal. I still love feeling cum in my ass, feeling it leak out, looking at myself in the mirror and seeing a slut. Seeing someone who who sucked cock and then took it in her ass. Looking in the mirror and seeing a girl who got her ass fucked before her pussy. Who was young and dumb and naive enough to think that her pussy was special, but she could give away her ass. I know that's bad. I know it's bad to think of myself that way, but it gets me off. Gets me off to think about what a filthy girl I've been. All the naughty little things that I've done on the internet and in real life. All the naughty things I've done. And there are a lot. But I feel like this was like the first one. The first wild sexual thing that I did that people hear and can't believe. Looking in the mirror right now. I can't believe what a slutty little asshole that girl has. What a slutty, needy, aching, tight little asshole I have that just wants to be stretched and played with every single day. This all the time. I think about this story all the time and it makes me fucking cum. Makes me fucking cum. And not just the fact that I did it, that I gave someone my asshole before my pussy. Just spreading my asshole open. Oh, with my little virgin pussy sitting right there. Oh, it turns me on that I did it. Oh, and it turns me on maybe even more that he took it. Oh. That he hadn't had pussy for so long. Oh, and how he jumped at the chance to get inside my little asshole. Oh, my God. I just had to put my finger in my ass a little bit at the end. Oh, at the end there. Oh, I gotta reward my little asshole. asshole for being so slutty and making me come.